marks on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show on this Thursday, April 23rd, 2026 edition, second half hour of hour number two. Federal bill in Washington, also Lansing, supporting Selfridge Air Force Base, was voted unanimously out of the United States House Appropriations. Selfridge Air National Guard Base will receive $162 million to extend the taxiways, runways, and also hangar construction to prepare for the announced 21 F-15EX Eagle fighter jets under legislation that moved out of the United States House Appropriations Committee this week. The funding in the 2027 Military Construction, Veterans Affairs, and Related Agencies Appropriation Bill still needs to be passed by the United States House and the United States Senate. However, the legislation did pass unanimously by the committee. U.S. Congressman John Molinar said Selfridge is a critical asset to our national security and is a major contributor to Michigan's economy. President Donald Trump rightly recognizes its role in keeping our country safe and committed a new fighter mission to the base last year. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, State House Speaker Matt Hall visited with President Trump to help give his support for the funding. Trump visited Selfridge Air Force Base April 29th last year, stating that the new F-15 Eagle fighter will be permanently housed at Selfridge Air Force Base. During that visit, Trump called out U.S. Congressman John James for his work in getting the approval of the president for the fighter jets. This is a huge, huge project for Macomb County and Michigan. Selfridge is critical for homeland security and protecting our northern border. It's also a major economic driver for Southeast Michigan. Getting this funding is necessary so that the work can get underway, said John James. Speaker Matt Hall has also been trying to make a deal in the State House to get state funding put aside in a supplemental bill that would get the construction rolling sooner than later for the necessary upgrades that need to be done to the Air Force Base. Just 2 days ago, Selfridge money was passed by the Senate Democrats in the DMVA budget. So this, not only being done, attempted to be done at the state level, is now been done in a committee in Washington, D.C. So we'll see where this goes. Now, in other news, coming out of the session this week. State Senate passes salary history ban for employers. This one's kind of interesting. State Senate passed, along partisan lines, legislation banning employers from telling job applicants to disclose their previous pay, credit score, and past fringe benefits. According to Paycor, the human resources payroll software company, recruiters and hiring managers have often in the past asked about salary histories as a way to weed out applicants from their candidate pool, either because their past pay indicates them as being too expensive or too high, or perhaps unqualified when it's been too low. But now there's a trend of states enacting salary history bans at various levels. Alabama, Connecticut, Georgia, Illinois, Massachusetts, Ohio, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Well, under Michigan Senate Bill 145, Senate Appropriations Chair Sarah Anthony says her bill establishes both a statewide salary history ban and would prohibit employers from shutting down conversations on wages in the workplace. Well, the story was titled, "How Much Do I Make? Sorry, you can ask, but I don't have to tell." Story was March 5th this year. Sarah Anthony said that particularly for women or people of color, applicants having to disclose their wage history has oftentimes led to employers questioning things like whether someone who earned $25,000 a year is justified in being paid $40,000 to $50,000 a year at their new job. The reality is that what you've made in the past, your credit score, has no bearing on your ability to do the job that you're applying for. We want to eliminate any barriers that would prevent folks from being paid well and fairly in the state of Michigan. Anthony added, especially for young people, being asked about a credit score during a job interview doesn't have any effect on their abilities. Well, before Senate Bill 145 passed, 19 Democrats, yes, 16 Republicans, no. Senator Thomas Elbert of Lowell and Senator Lana Tice gave their opposition speeches. Elbert said that the inclusion of credit history restrictions in the bill raises concerns. He said there's no clear evidence linking credit inquiries to gender-based discrimination, adding that credit history can serve as a legitimate risk screening tool for certain occupations. He also said employers were paying female workers less for the same work. Such conduct would already be illegal under federal law and would be prohibited under Michigan's Elliot Larson's Civil Rights Act. When employers have less information, when employers have even less information, it makes it harder to make strong competitive offers, said Senator Lana Tice. The practical impact is a slower, more uncertain hiring process at a time when we should be making it easier to get people into good-paying jobs. Michigan already has one of the highest unemployment rates in the country. Well, earlier this month, the Michigan Center for Data and Analytics published that employment in the state decreased by 10,000 over the month previously. Even with seasonally adjusted unemployment rates, December and January was a downturn. Also yesterday, the Senate passed Senate Bill 481, which was introduced by State Senator Mallory McMorrow, Democrat from Royal Oak, who's running for the U.S. Senate. The bill passed bipartisan 35-1. It would require motels, hotels, and short-term rentals in Michigan to prominently display the National Human Trafficking Resource Center hotline. Okay. Human Trafficking Resource Center hotline. One state senator, John Bumstead, Republican in North Muskegon, voted against it. Lastly, in the state Senate, Senate Bill 463 passed by party line. Senate Bill 466 passed 20-15, with Senator Joseph Bellino Jr., Republican, joining the Democrats in support, getting it to 20 votes. The two bills are part of a larger bill package the Senate started voting out last year in December, requiring retailers to pay for a three-year $500 license to sell tobacco and vapor products, with various fees for not properly checking ID and distributing to minors. Why would the Republicans be against that? I don't understand. I guess because it's an increased licensing fee. Three-year $500 license. Don't they already pay for licenses to sell tobacco? I don't know. I don't know the industry. If any of you guys out there do, let me know. This bill says three-year $500 license to sell tobacco and vapor products. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief.
Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number two. Kind of an interesting provision passed in the state Senate. New provision in the Senate budget places a prohibition on lawmakers using the Sergeant of Arms out of the House or Senate chambers to serve as security at political or fundraising events. MERS News Service has learned that some Senate Democrats have grumbled about the taxpayers paying for such an expanded function of government. Well, MERS confronted Speaker Matt Hall about this move. Hall said he believes that the legislative Democrats are a little too focused on him. What are they talking about? Well, at the most recent Republican endorsement convention last month, the Speaker, Matt Hall, used some of the sergeants of arms from the House chamber to provide security for him and other Republican state representatives who attended the Republican endorsement convention in Novi. Hall said, so they don't like that we're utilizing the sergeants of arms? We are stepping up and securing our House members. We are protecting the House. We're ensuring that our team has the equipment and resources they need. We're expanding security to protect the legislators. And the Democrats want to cut it? Well, that's kind of funny. Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Senator Winnie Brinks said this is personal. And they want to make everything personal. Well, if that's the case, how about signing off on the $6 million to fund the sergeants? Now, the Republicans want to cut it, said Brinks. Meanwhile, in the Senate's general government budget, significant changes were proposed. Revenue sharing trust fund would be created to protect statutory revenue sharing with local governments and protect them from being raided during tight budget times while steering increases in sales tax revenue to the fund. The counties, cities, and townships have attempted for years to create this fund after years of worrying about economic downturns and further eroding of state funding. Well, the Senate is expected to move the proposal today. In addition, the Senate added $2 million to the Attorney General's office to help with their oversight on utility rate cases. The Auditor General, House Fiscal Agency, Senate Fiscal Agency, as well as the Legislative Council and Property Management would also all receive a 3% increase. The Senate added 20 full-time employees to the Attorney General's Corporate Oversight Division for antitrust enforcement activities. The Attorney General's office is also, right now, already the largest law firm in the state of Michigan. And they are adding 20 more employees? Unbelievable. Interesting how the Senate, controlled by the Democrats, want to expand the budget, where it appears the House passed budget is going to be cutting and reducing the budget. Well, there's a story here regarding the rainy day fund. We're going to get into that story in the next hour. And it's kind of interesting who's doing it and why are they doing it. Very, very interesting. Want to remind you, we have events in July. We want to make sure you mark your calendars. 4th of July, big party down at Liberty Mountain, USA. We're also going to be doing the Fun Shoe Pig Roast on July 18th. And then a large, huge statewide fundraiser for the Michigan Republican Party on July 25th with Ted Nugent. That's going to be at Liberty Mountain, USA as well. So mark your calendars, July 4th, July 18th, and July 25th. Three big events that you need to be a part of this year. We have ticket sales available right now. Just text me Fun Shoot Pig Roast or Ted Nugent, and I'll send you the link to the websites. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with